Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by James Hendergaard, Manager of Business Development Operations at F5. Welcome, James.
Hi, thank you for having me, Allison.
So, James, why don't we just start with an introduction of F5 and how you guys play in the networking arena?
Certainly. F5 Networks is the leader in the application delivery space, and we produce networking technology that enables applications to be delivered and secured.
F5 and Intel have been working together for a number of years in terms of collaborations. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of collaboration between our companies?
Yeah, Intel and F5 have had a long-standing relationship. It's more than a decade now. It got its beginnings with F5 consuming Intel technologies and building them into our application delivery controller appliances, our hardware, essentially. Since then, the relationship has grown to where the partnership between the companies allows both F5 and Intel to really take a close look at what customers need together and make plans for that, and then deliver those technologies. So whether it's hardware from F5 that's using Intel architecture, or if it's software from F5 that's leveraging Intel architecture in the customer environment, both solutions are available to customers in a more compelling way.
Can you tell me a little bit about the products that F5 is delivering in that space and what use cases you're targeting for addressing customer proof points?
What customers are doing today is that they're looking at the state of technology and its rate of change and the capabilities that new hardware and software are unlocking for them, because they want to leverage technology to deliver their applications in a more agile way, but also in a way that saves them money and time. And so F5 is engaging our enterprise customers to help them navigate a movement from hardware to a flexible combination of hardware and software solutions, and in some cases only software. And then also, as they take a look at their entire portfolio of enterprise applications, what is the best way for them to architect that next generation data center, where they might take part of that application, all of that application, or perhaps a subset of their enterprise applications and move them into the public cloud. 4 out of 5 customers are going to be deploying applications into a hybrid environment. The environment is going to be some combination of hardware and software. The data center itself is going to be partially public cloud, or it could be a private cloud, or it could be some kind of intermediary where it could be a colo facility where they're not actually using all of their own dedicated hardware, or it could be some kind of service provider or cloud provider related data center. So those are the kinds of challenges that we're working with customers to address today.
Now, I know that you guys are part of the Network Builders program. Can you tell me a little bit about the collaboration in that program and what kind of solutions that you've highlighted with Intel?
Yeah, so the Network Builders community is a great program for F5. It's an avenue by which we can engage Intel and other ecosystem partners to take a look at these tough challenges, such as, how do I continue to make my application secure and highly available if I'm going to be moving part of it off-premise or part of it to a software solution that used to be hardware, or if I'm going to move it into a different kind of hosting facility where there might be different constraints placed on the network services involved. And so Network Builders gives us a place where we can talk with other partners that are doing similar things with us and also hear from some marquee customers. Usually Intel brings those customers in, and we hear from them how they are finding some paths of success through the maze of challenges that are provided, both technically and business. At least half of the challenges that are faced are business-oriented, not necessarily technical. But through Network Builders, we're able to have a community and a forum where we can bring up these challenges and talk together openly and then learn from each other. And in the end, I think that it benefits everyone, especially customers.
Can you tell me a little bit about the demonstration that F5 and Intel delivered at Mobile World Congress this year?
F5 and Intel jointly showed customers how that they could scale the SGI LAN, scale and secure it. In fact, the architecture that we have put together, Intel and F5, is actually equally applicable to a service provider customer, to a cloud service provider, or an enterprise. And so you might ask me why. How could you possibly meet the needs of each of those environments all with one solution? The SGI LAN is a very important network segment. So rather than thinking about it as the place between the internet and the packet gateway, which is a very service provider or carrier specific kind of description. Think of it as a network segment where the internet meets internal security boundaries. Wherever you have the internet, you're going to need firewalling kinds of services. You're going to need protection for applications. And there's a particular class of attacks called distributed denial of service attack, a high volume, very small attack, meaning the actual traffic itself per attack is really small, but it comes at a very high volume. The first thing that we showed out of three parts was how to protect an application or a set of applications from a high volume attack. And so we used a piece of F5 hardware built on Intel architecture that protected the environment. We generated a simulated attack against ourselves, and we showed a bunch of bad traffic coming in, malicious traffic mixed with good traffic. And then out the other side of this piece of hardware, we showed that only the good traffic was coming out. And so all the bad stuff got filtered out, and all the good stuff kept coming in with a good rate of response. In the middle of this demo, then we showed a piece of F5 software. This was actually a prototype enabled by some Intel architecture that allowed that software to run at 100 gigabits per second. And so that piece of software we used as a central point for classifying traffic and basically performing very specific network functions. So again, to abstract away the carrier use case here into a very specific kind of enterprise use case, think of a place in an enterprise network just past the firewall where you would need to do a narrow set of gateway-like functionality or classification functions before you distribute the traffic. Then now once it's been classified, you can separate it out. And once you've separated it out, all the different types of traffic can get only the network services they need, which is important because if you didn't catch it in my description, once we moved from the firewall and the protection over into the classification area, we switched to a software solution. The network services that could be provided by hardware were actually provided by F5 software that was optimized by Intel hardware underneath. It's very dynamic. And so imagine a cloud-type environment where the basic tenets of a cloud deployment are pool your resources, split them up, and only deliver them or deploy them at the points that you need them for a particular application so that you don't end up over-provisioning. So the customer derives the benefit of one, the high performance protection of their application traffic. Two, the ability to switch over to software and perform a relatively narrow set of high performance packet processing gateway type functions. And three, the traffic specialization in a very flexible, dynamic, software enabled kind of environment.
Can you give us a URL for folks to go to find out more about the technology that you've been talking about and engage with F5 in a potential trial of your solutions?
Networkbuilders.intel.com/ecosystem/F5. That's the letter F and the number 5.
Thanks so much, James. And thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. We'd love to have you come back and talk a little bit more about your progress in working with customers on modernizing their networks.
Great, Allison. Looking forward to it.